Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing Christian patriots. Welcome to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington. Welcome, one and all. Great to have you with us. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday.
Yes, it is Trump Tuesday, and he is just going up in the polls more and more every single time they try their shenanigans with the Never Trumpers trying to stop the greatest president in modern history.
That's right.
It just blows up in their face more and more. I mean, his lead is stretching out beyond, well, of course, way beyond. Everybody's done with Democrats. They're just done with it.
But it's fantastic that he is now saying, like we have included in our commercial breaks, he's saying, we have got to get rid of these communists.
They're going to destroy America, or we have to destroy the communists.
Yep. Big time. Because we've been waiting for a couple years for him to say that.
Yeah.
He has needed to say that this whole time. And so it just makes me wonder, are they not aware of Article 4, Section 4? That's the death knell for communism right there.
Yeah.
That takes care of it all in one fell swoop from the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4. Hammer it home everywhere you can, because that is what they can be charged with and ousted from their offices.
Yeah, and Jean-Pierre was giving a briefing on, you know, the president's, the White House status, saying that Biden believes in the rule of law, and he's restoring the integrity of the Department of Justice. So this is their chance. This is their chance to actually, because, you know, you could say, well, that's in the Constitution, that's their death knell. Well, that works if you follow the Constitution, but when you're violating it every time you turn around, you know, it's not going to work. But this is their chance to step up and actually prove it. If they're going to restore integrity in the Department of Justice, hey, here's an opportunity for you.
Well, exactly. And they just, you know, the fact that communism in any elected or appointed position is illegal because of Article 4, Section 4. I mean, if somebody comes in and burglarizes your house, what do you charge them with? You know, you charge them with their crime, right?
Right.
There's a very specific statute that makes what they did illegal. And so, hence, if you've got a communist sitting in any one of our elected or appointed positions, you charge them with the crime that they're committing, which is Article 4, violating Article 4, Section 4.
Right.
That's the one that says it's illegal for anything other than a Republican form of government.
Well, and on top of that, a president can be charged with high crimes, treason, and bribery.
Yes, exactly.
He can be impeached for that.
Multiple counts of treason.
Yeah, and the evidence just mounting more and more. So,
well, and also there's something else that keeps popping up. And it's like for instance, here we've got Senator Ron Johnson, who says, Hunter Biden's laptop is a treasure trove of info that must be investigated, but unfortunately, we don't have equal justice in our country. Instead, we have a two-tiered justice system, one for Democrats and their powerful friends and family, and one for the rest of America. I need to point out that is not true. This is not a two-tiered justice system. This is what happens in a communist coup takeover.
Right.
And so it's not that they're just being idiots and they're being biased. That is not the case.
Right. It's not that they're just treating people under the law differently.
Right.
It is, like you said, this is a communist coup. This is a new system of governance.
Yep.
That is the creeping gradualism. It appears as a two-tiered justice system, but, and you nailed it earlier when we were talking about it before the show, that this is going to keep creeping forward until all there is the communist regime's rules.
Right. See, this is a process. A communist coup has to go through a lengthy process to finalize the deal, right? I mean, when you come in subverting an existing form of governance and their laws and their constitution, you can't come in one fell swoop and just go, okay, flip. Now we are according to this system, right?
Right.
It takes a little bit of time. So as these 2 years have gone by, their justice, their idea of justice and their governance system is slowly taking over, and ours is dwindling by the wayside. That is not called bias. That is the process of an actual communist coup taking place. And yeah. So I just have to point that out, because that is a gross misunderstanding that they keep saying it. I mean, it's unfortunate that they don't understand what is actually happening.
Yeah. Well, that is true. That is what's happening. And it's a, wow. Now there's, I just read a World War III report, and probably expound on this more later, but this think tank in Washington, D.C. is now advising that the Biden regime offer nukes to Ukraine to help them, you know, win the war against Russia.
Oh boy!
So yeah, nothing like, you know, continuously, you know, pushing us off the cliff,
right?
And you know, getting us into a fight that nobody's going to win from,
right?
We certainly are not. Well, everybody loses in that situation. But yeah, that's what they're pushing for. So, I mean, as fast as Congress can bring evidence forward, and it's like pulling teeth, getting documents and evidence, it is coming out. It is coming out, and, you know, now they need to act. The investigation part's over. They have enough. They know enough. Now let's begin the criminal proceedings.
Yep, that's right. Let's cuff them.
Cuff them and stuff them like a commie.
That's right.
Okay, so... and we have more. There's this one story before we get to the word of the day. I'm just going to give you a little teaser, because many of you have already seen it. This is more applicable for Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And we're going to wind them up. The World Economic Forum now wants to use artificial intelligence, AI, to rewrite the Bible and create correct religions.
Oh, that's just...
And who's right in the middle of this? Harari. Of course.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. And so anyway, I've got the story on that, and there's more information, but.
Well, and I must say, even Harari is not going to outsmart AI. AI is probably running circles around Harari right now. Actually, AI is probably the one propping him up, because AI is clearly the biggest danger to humanity that has ever existed. But
sure.
But the fact that a computer can decide what will be a correct religion. That's
right.
Hilarious. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's so funny. Just invent it. You know, just, you know, that's all Christianity
right.
is, right? According to the computer is, oh, it's just an invention with some errors, according to AI.
Well, and it's not just, it's not far-fetched for AI to generate a new religion based on its own logic, right? I mean,
right.
They had, remember several years ago when they were, who was it? The group that was doing the main experimenting, not GPT. It was the predecessor to that. And anyway, they had these two artificial intelligence beings, you know, computers, talking to each other. And they said it was, I can't remember the time span, but it was a short time span, hours or just days. It began creating its own language.
Yeah.
So... it basically invented a language just between themselves that was more efficient, right?
Yep.
It realized there's much more efficient way to communicate than, you know, the confines of the known languages like English,
yep.
Latin-based languages. And it started morphing into generating its own language to communicate with each other. And the developers yep.
couldn't.
They're like, okay, we're out of the loop. Now let's pull the plug. And they did.
Yep.
They said, okay, let's go back to the drawing board and rethink this, because we can't have these computers talking to each other and we can't even understand what they're saying. We don't even know what they're coming up with now.
Exactly.
That's, so very dangerous.
It's beyond dangerous. And and we don't even like to talk about it because it's so dangerous. And the fact that God is coming back is the only reason I am not extremely concerned about it. Because otherwise, otherwise we would be pretty much, we'd be toast.
These are all tools that the Antichrist is going to use to establish one world government, one world economy. So we have a front row. It's kind of exciting in the in a way that being on the side of Christ and knowing that all of humanity and world history has been moving to this point, this pinpoint, where all those who've gone before us, even those who have read scripture and prophecy, wondered, what would that actually look like for people living on earth on a day-to-day basis? What would your day-to-day life look like? Well, we're seeing it now. We are seeing what that would look like. It's our present time reality. And so it's exciting to actually see the mechanisms of how that whole world system, all the pieces start falling into place.
Right.
You know, so we're, and like you said, we're so grateful we belong to Him.
No kidding.
Because
and the fact that we know the end already, so that we know that no matter how bad AI is and will get, it still doesn't win.
Yeah.
It doesn't win.
That's right.
God will pull the plug on AI.
Oh, He's going to, for sure. Okay, so let's get into the word of the day and, of course, our straight-up humility month recognition.
That's right. So for humility, the contribution towards humility for today is the actual the Hebrew word for humility and the definition. And so the Hebrew word for humility is tapinaphrosune. And so if you can it's a very long word, but tapinaphrosune means modesty, lowliness, humble-mindedness, a sense of moral insignificance, and a humble attitude of unselfish concern for the welfare of others. It is a total absence of arrogance, conceit, and haughtiness. The word is a combination of tapenos, which means humble, and phren, which means mind. The word was unknown in classical non-biblical Greek only by abstaining from self-aggrandizement can members of the Christian community maintain unity and harmony. And so, perfect. Everything that we can possibly, you know, put in our satchel and understand about humility. Boy, we need, there's no such thing as too much humility.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
especially
as far as the Lord is concerned, and especially as far as Him saying that His kings and His priests are going to be a humble people.
Oh yeah.
And so if you're counting on being one of those, the more we can be that now, the better off we are.
The more you can be humbled now, the less you'll have to be humbled
then.
Then, yeah.
Well, and especially to the speaking to the whole idea of pray that you be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation, right?
Right.
Well, what would that include? That would include how you treat people.
Yep.
And humility, the whole basic understanding of humility is like it said here, a humble attitude of unselfish concern for the welfare of others. And so that would have to be part of what would make you worthy to not have to go through the great tribulation is how humble are you? How much humility are you expressing towards all the people in your life?
Yes.
Are you making sure that their well-being comes before your own, right?
Yep.
So super, super important.
Very good. Yeah.
Gosh, I just love it. That is just rich.
Be humble now, adjective, as opposed to being humbled, verb. Later.
Yes, it's way easier when it's your choice, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you get to decide to be nice to people instead of somebody saying be nice to people,
right?
You know? Right. And so, and plus, it's just so much fun. Just be good. Just help people out. See how many people you can bless starting today.
Amen to that.
Right.
All right. Now you, okay. So the word of the day, of course, just to remind everybody, in case you've been missing, the morning commute, we are doing a scripture focused on humility this month during Straight Up Humility Month. And then, of course, the word of the day. So, Lady Liberty, what do you have for us today?
Well, okay. So the random turning for the word of the day comes to us today from, for Trump Tuesday, from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, which read is so perfect, especially for what we're covering. Oh my gosh. Which reads under the title, Beware of Hypocrisy. Meanwhile, we are focusing on political hypocrisy.
Oh yeah.
For the news portion. So it reads, in the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Mm. And that's it. And that's so perfect, because that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing this truth be unveiled through all of these crimes,
right,
that's happening in our government. This communist coup is being exposed daily.
Yes, right.
I mean, every single day, somebody else has some more evidence that they're bringing forward and showing, oh my gosh, look at this, look at that.
Yes.
And so, you know, while here we are praying that the truth be known, right, that people that are behaving like criminals in our government,
destroying our country,
destroying our nation right out from underneath us, you know, here we are saying and praying, please, Lord, let the justice be completed as well.
Yes.
Don't just show us the truth. Please make sure that justice is finished through their prosecution of the law. They're being sent to jail, charged with whatever crimes they've committed, because it's bringing the nation down. And if we don't hold them to the law, we've lost everything.
Well, and it's, the consequences are so dire, because if we don't clean up our own house, God's going to clean it up.
Yes.
It's going to be, you know, the hammer falling, and we all suffer for it.
I'm so glad you said that,
because so
that's
important.
That's huge. It's just like deciding to be humble on your own. You don't need the smackdown. You can decide to do that on your own.
Right.
And so you're exactly right. Oh my gosh, we hope that we can get this nation to repent and prosecute these criminals before God has to do it for us.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, with political hypocrisy, and here we are saying we can't tolerate what's happening to Trump, especially today. I mean, for goodness sakes, he's got to show up in Miami today in federal court.
Yeah.
And it's for those 37 charges that are felony counts against him. Of course, none of it holds water, but
no,
we'll be getting to that after the break.
Yeah.
And so, but in the meantime, the hypocrisy from the word of the day is describing that exactly. Here's this communist coup happening on the left, and then here's Trump, who's never committed any of these crimes, and they just keep throwing this garbage at
exactly
him.
Exactly.
And so this, you know, that's the political hypocrisy we're looking at.
It's definitely a threat.
Yep.
All right, so the scripture, the word of the day today is?
Comes from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
All right, got that down. All right, guys, there's your assignment. There's your reading for the day. You're going to read that, meditate on that. And stick around. Segment 2 is coming right up. We've got some clips for you that we're going to share, talking about exactly what we've been saying, the hypocrisy today. Unbelievable. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a business or a ministry, a website for any reason, you need to have that hosted somewhere. Well, it's a Christian patriot-owned business in the American Redoubt, and they'll be happy to take great care of you, like they've taken care of us and hundreds of other websites. And the website is tlcwebhosting.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Stay right there. We'll be back right after this. God.
Here's a question for you. Just how far are the radical left and inside the Beltway bandits willing to go to stop him? We all know they hate him for winning the fight to protect life, for exposing their deep state, for draining their precious swamp. And they already know he'll crush Biden. So like a pack of rabid wolves, they attack. So let's impeach him. Let's get tainted radical left prosecutors to charge him. Let's conspire with Hillary and the FBI with fake stories about him. All to distract from Biden's incompetence, weakness, and money-grabbing corruption. But here's the thing. He'll never blink.
That's right. He will never blink. Even in the face of the clown show going on today with this indictment. Another one. Oh, we got him now.
Right.
We're all just getting actually bored with it. Too bad it's costing him money and time, but...
Right. And well, that's the thing too, is that's the point, is they keep saying, see, we got him this time. See, he's a criminal.
Right.
And yet, full-blown criminal Biden is blatantly a criminal. I mean, we've got the documents, we've got the proof, the evidence, more and more every single day.
Yes.
And he is so criminally guilty. Oh my gosh. Everything that they're pulling up is just, it seems like never ending.
Well, he's guilty of all the things that they're trying to charge Trump with.
I know. It's
bizarre.
It's hilarious that, I mean, and you pointed out that interesting that this next indictment is also on Trump Tuesday. And so, but exactly. But the thing is Trump says he'll never leave, even if convicted. And really, I don't even know how they could possibly convict him on any of this stuff because basically, he had the legal right to because of the Presidential Records Act. And 37 of the 37 felony charges are all referring to willful retention of national defense info documents, right?
Right.
And yet he had every legal right to have them because presidents can do that. And violating the Espionage Act, which is what this whole thing today is about, is they're accusing him of violating the Espionage Act. However, the Presidential Records Act is what overrides the Espionage Act. And so, therefore, it does not apply to the president or any former president. And so
it does not apply to senators, Biden, and it doesn't apply to vice presidents, Biden.
Right. The Presidential Records Act does not apply to Biden at any time when he had originally started taking those documents. So he is very, very guilty. And so, as far as here's the political hypocrisy again, how far back are they going to do this? Because everybody all the way back to Reagan has taken these, but they can. It's legal for them to do so.
Yes. Yeah.
Only presidents are allowed to do this. And so, you know, they're basically filing all of these felony charges against him, and they don't hold water for a single second.
That's right. Listen to this. Biden hypocrisy, keeping classified documents illegally with your Corvette doesn't make it right.
That's right.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But anyway, it was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
And that's not even getting into all of the discovery of the bribery now that's coming forward, you know, from this, these documents now that the FBI had.
Well, yeah, because the Senate is talking about it now, and they're showing that they've got 17 audio clips that that the FBI has just been sitting on, not sharing, right. and now they're basically being demanded that, you know, you're going to share those.
That's one of the board members of Burisma.
Yes.
Who had recorded those just in case he ever got himself in a bind.
Well,
it's got Biden and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden on there with doing these bribes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the blackmail part of the bribe, you know. And so here they're going to all be revealed, just like the word of the day said, for there is nothing covered that will be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. And so it's just sweet.
Yep.
But, you know, I really like what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say in reference to what's happening with today. She was referring to a Wall Street Journal titled "Trump Charged with Willful Retention of Classified Information and Obstruction." Well, she said, what she said was 37 counts of election interference is exactly what the DOJ just committed. And
yes.
So, you know, here they're accusing him of 37 counts of, you know, against the Espionage Act, when she says, no, 37 counts of election interference is what the DOJ just committed. So that's a great statement.
Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen. And, you know, with the 2024 elections, a lot has been done, but a lot more has to be done to protect the integrity of our elections.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt about it. But, you know, it's at the point now, enough eyes are on and enough watchdogs are in place. It's going to drastically hinder their ability to steal the election the second time.
Yep.
Especially because he's probably going to exceed the votes he had, the record number of votes he had in 2020.
Well, and the good thing is that tomorrow we're going to be hitting that subject, because there are people that have been committing election fraud that are actually now being charged and prosecuted.
Yes.
So, hooray. We can't wait to cover that tomorrow.
All right. We're looking forward to that, and looking forward to having you guys with us once again at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.